What's going on? It's CVV, Chris Van Vliet, and right now you're listening to Conrad Cushman and Everything Pro Wrestling.
For the fans, not many in this can understand. This the podcast to show you who I am. Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans. For the fans. Not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I am your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by my co-host, the one, the only, Derek.
What's up?
We are here to review AEW Dynamite Grand Slam. I don't know if you guys know what you just missed, but we have an incredible show to talk about tonight. What's up with your shirt, bro?
Sorry, blame it on Naruto. Ichiraku Ramen messing it up.
We have an amazing show to talk about. If you guys are in the live chat, do me a favor. Make sure you hit the like button on the video for us. We did a tremendous Owen Hart video, which we will get into some of that after this. Hit that like button for us. Subscribe to the channel. And shout out to all the new subscribers who are in here or people just visiting for the first time. You are greatly, greatly appreciated. Share it with a friend. And also, if you're watching this after the fact, leave us a comment down below. Derek, there's something else we're supposed to do after this, but I'm going to let you kick it off. Is it time to kick it off with Montesi?
Let's get it.
Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, it can never be you.
All right, everybody. This was an interesting take on how they really like set this up tonight, but right. I think it was cool that they started off with the matches the way they did.
Right. But I think we should go from the tail end to the front.
Oh, you're saying reverse the review tonight?
Reverse it.
Yeah, if everyone's cool with that, let's see who we got in the chat. Chat, let me know if you want to do this in reverse tonight. Ace comes in and he's saying, "Yer." What's good, Ace? B-Boy Skyline also in the house saying, "Yer." What's good? The Pro Wrestling Shoot, I believe this is Jesse. Jesse, what's happening, bro?
What's up, Jesse?
Thank you for joining us, man. I appreciate you. Matt Lopez in the house saying, "Hi, all."
What up?
Ace said, what a great show.
Definitely.
Amazing show.
Definitely.
BJ in the house. BJ, what's good, bro? What's good? Let me see here. BJ says that opener was insane. Facts. Sick says you're late. Technically sick, we weren't.
No, we were not late. We were on time.
Yo, I've had the, I'm going to cuss, fucking worst day. Like, it's been so weird. It's been good but bad at the same time. So you know what, this is going to lead to a story right now. It's the perfect time for some stories. Number one, we were late sick because all my power went out as we were booting up getting ready. So yes, thank goodness that didn't happen during the show. If this show ends randomly, you know what happened.
Yeah,
you know what did us in.
We got some heavy rain coming out over here, so.
Yeah, like the power went out in the whole street, but it came right back up, so thank goodness for that. Yeah. Also today, I went to try to get a PS5. I was trying to find out the rules from Best Buy, and I had someone ear hustling me. An older man was ear hustling me like, oh, what'd you say about PS5s? And I almost got into a fight with this dude because he was listening to my conversation that I was having with a Best Buy employee. he was talking some crazy bullshit. And I'm like, bro, I don't have a blue shirt on. I don't work for Best Buy. Why are you asking me questions about the PlayStation 5? So that gets blown up out of proportion. And he says, fuck you. I say, fuck you back to him. Whatever. I ain't taking nobody's shit. So if you guys ever test me, I promise you it could happen. It could happen. So I was like, whatever, dude, I'm out of here. I'm the bigger man. I walk away. I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm done with this shit. And then this guy right here messages me and procures a PS5. So you know what? I'm going to shut the hell up. I'm going to be happy. And I can play some PS5 games soon. So shout out to Derek. So Derek's not going to get any flack tonight from me. That was our mini story. B-Boy Skyline says AEW owned NYC.
Definitely did.
Love it.
Yeah.
Kevin Dunn says Marks. Kevin, we're all Marks. And you coming in? That's what it is, bro. Exactly. It is. And then you wrote Wood. That's okay. I appreciate the Beaver, Kevin Dunn. I appreciate it. I'm a big fan of Beaver. Big fan. So
nice.
Thank you, Kevin. Matt Lopez says Brian Danielson bringing out moves like it's was ROH at 2006. Mm-hmm. We've got Mr. Cardenas. I hope I said that correctly. Front or back? I don't care, baby.
That's a good one. I think it's actually pronounced Cardenas.
Cardenas, my bad.
I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's pronounced Cardenas.
Get that Beaver out of here. AEW should run MSG.
They should.
You know they're not going to let that happen, though. And the best friend of the year award goes to 2021 to Derek, and you know why. Listen, me and Derek have had each other's backs for a long time. Yeah. One day when we do a Q&A, you guys can ask us some really fucking weird questions. And I promise you, we probably got some stories for you.
Definitely.
That's not the first time Derek's bailed me out of some bad situations. Do what you want. It's cool with me. Everyone's being cool as shit. I love it tonight, man. Yeah. Who's ready for story time with Conrad, baby? And we're using a new lighting setup, guys. So if you see this big-ass ring of light in my eyes, it's a new lighting setup. Hopefully, it looks better a little bit to you guys. If I need to move it, tell me. And I was almost got into a fight in casual business attire and loafers. I was wearing my workout gear. What up, Derek and Kyra? What's up, Chad?
What up?
Yeah, PS5. Animal's the only dude to get into a fight with his shirt still tucked in. Cody Rhodes got a lot of boosts tonight. That was enough for me. Yeah. Dude, PS5 sweet. Got one for my fiance last week.
Beast.
Nice. Thea's husband got that dub. Man, people are feeling it. WWE franchise. FTR is the best tag team in the world. Sting look like TNA Sting, at least. Facts, bro. No lie. And WWE franchise, listen, I know we're talking AEW, but guess what? I'm going to extend the olive branch, bro. Come over here on the YouTube. Give us a subscribe. We want you on here. If you got Twitch, give us a follow on that, too. Anytime, man. Anytime. Come on in.
Absolutely.
First game I'm going to get on PS5, I might go with that NBA. I don't know. I gotta talk to some of my fellow gamers.
So you know me. MLB The Show.
Derek's a baseball guy. Derek, let's get into this. You want to start from the top? I think they want to talk about the big match. We've talked enough. We're almost, 7 minutes in?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, let's get it.
Let's get it. All right. Grand Slam, guys. First and foremost, we have to start talking Brian Danielson versus Kenny Omega with Don Fallon. I mean, Callis. Don Callis. let me see. Get the Spider-Man game. I said I got to talk to people. I didn't say it was a lockdown thing. I'm with AEW. I don't know why that's showing my Twitter handle from like 7 years ago. Hey, it's all good, bro.
It's all good.
It's all good. Match of the night. Bro.
Absolutely. No question. No question.
No questions asked, bro. This match was fire. This was the perfect setup, I felt, for a lot of the AEW fans for this, man. Like, the entrances felt electric. Like,
oh, God.
Shit was on point, bro.
Bro, just listening to what the crowd was doing. This was like, this was main event material.
Times a thousand.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, dude, you can't really ask for – I didn't think they would start off the show with this. Honestly, I don't know how you guys in the chat felt. I thought this was going to close the show for sure.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was going to close the show. But you know what? You put me in a good headspace by putting this match first.
Right?
Definitely put me in a good headspace.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ask for any other, like, bro, this was like the dark match with Thunder Rosa and DM Britt Baker.
The lights out.
Lights out. Yeah. Like, dude, you had a match that wasn't a pay-per-view match, but it was a pay-per-view match on a regular card.
Yeah, dude. So I got to tell you guys, number one, first, the happiness of Rob when this match started. So we're in New York City. Derek, have you ever seen Brian Danielson, Ring of Honor? When he used to wear, like, he was the American Dragon, wore the just plain red trunks?
No, I think I was a couple years out.
Okay. So Robert got this chant that he's been wanting. It's in his song, if you listen to it close enough with the claps. And they're saying, you're going to get your fucking head kicked in. I don't know if a lot of people understand that. And that was his Ring of Honor chant. Bro, people will love it.
They love it big time.
Thank you, WWE franchise. I saw your message too. Appreciate you. They absolutely loved it. Rob got the chant that he wanted. It takes a special crowd. I always fear when wrestling chants sound too complicated, where it's like the you're gonna get it's yeah. Sometimes it doesn't work, but New York City did not let us down. They came and they delivered tonight.
NYC big ups to you guys, man. You guys know how to really get into something special. You know what I mean? So big ups to you, even though you're like six hours away from us.
Yeah, as far as that. Not gonna front. We could have went to the show though, I think. And shout out to Tiff, who's probably there, and Jackie, and there's a bunch of people I know who went to the show, and I hope they had a fun time. So the fans were into this, like Derek said, they're hype. Brian Danielson at one point hits cattle fucking mutilation. Bro, we haven't seen that move. Now, me and Rob had an argument. Was this move ever hit in WWE? I don't remember it.
I haven't seen it.
Bullshit. I'm calling it now. And don't show me no match where he hit it on Ted DiBiase in NXT. I want to see no bullshit. I want to see legitimately where he got to use this move, because I don't recall it.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to throw it in there and I just missed it.
Right. Chad's up here. He's already giving thumbs up. Mr. Pro Wrestling One has joined us. Thank you, Mr. Pro Wrestling. Pro Wrestler Shoot says, I think this was the best start to a show I've ever seen. Laugh out loud.
I would have to agree with that. I don't think I've ever seen a show where it started off like that.
Bro, so both men get to battle. At one point, Kenny Omega's on the ramp, and he's heading up to the top of the ramp. And they've got that WCW TNA rampway where you can run all the way down.
Nice. Always love that rampway.
Me too. And Kenny Omega V-triggered the shit out of Brian Danielson, like, just cleaned his clock, bro.
Oh, my God. It was smooth.
The V-triggers were so good in this, bro.
The V-triggers were on point.
Just chef's kiss. Wow. Just love it, dude. This was an incredible back-and-forth match. When Danielson got fired up, bro, people were into it. They were feeling it, too. The kicks were getting the yes chance. They didn't give a fuck. Like, fans were happy to see this. And I've seen this match. I think I have this match on an old Ring of Honor DVD where it was Kenny Omega, Brian Danielson. But this was, like, early Kenny Omega. Early.
Dude, and back in those days, I haven't seen Kenny back in those days, but I can only imagine his energy was, like, at that time.
Yeah, dude, Kenny was great, but they're both so much better now, and I love this. They did everything right. At one point, Brian got like power bombed to the outside. I didn't know what the fuck was going on in this. No clue.
Bro, but you know what though?
Like, it was just crazy the amount of moves and what they were pulling off in this.
It was. But you know what really impressed me about this match, because it was two people who were put together in this match who are extremely technical wrestlers.
Yes. And I, this just shows the adaptability of both. I think they are the two most adaptable, if I could say that word, adaptable pro wrestlers that you could put in there. Is that a word? I think it is. It's going to be on this podcast.
Tonight it is.
So they can just get along with anyone's style. If you're a big man, they're in there. They can do it. If you're doing technical wrestling, they're in there. Fine. You want to do street fights? They got it.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you do. These guys are so damn good, and that's what makes them the best in the world. You got to give it up to both of them for that.
You have to.
And the finish of the match, it just ends with a time limit draw. Now, were you guys mad that we didn't get the 10 count, like the 10, 9, or was it cool with you that they just ended it like that because they probably didn't want to abuse the near falls towards the end? Because then you got to do like the Ricky Steamboat, like, well, why aren't you trying to roll them up? Why aren't you trying to do this?
Right. I think I liked it without the countdown because I don't want to hear that during the match, bro.
I like it, though, because you need to know how much time is left. Like, you're like, oh, crap, I'm getting lost into the match a little bit.
I guess.
I like it, but it just depends. I'm interested to hear what other people think on it. Malik Murray said, I thought Brian Danielson should have brought back I Got to a Five Count. Yeah, you can't say the other words that he added into that. So you got to be careful. Tokyo's talking about NXT wanting to be TV-14. That doesn't help your product. That just, it sounds good.
It does sound good.
Brian yells, I'm going to kick his effing head in too. Don't know if y'all heard it or not. I believe
I saw
it.
I didn't know what he was saying, but I had an inkling that's what he was saying.
And the other thing is when they were bringing up the five count, someone would grab the ropes and the ref would start counting 1, 2, 3. And then Danielson would look at the ref or get in the ref's face and say, I got till fucking 5. And he would yell that. And I'm like, whoa. Whoa, intense, chill, bro.
Right.
Brian had got his freaking chest like hamburger meat. Yeah, he was getting chopped to hell in this. Oh, yeah. Hell in a Cell 2010. Ah, boo! Nobody remembers that. I want to hear about that mania. That's what I was talking about though with it. But thank you, Matt, for being a guru. I feel like he did once and it was random. Hey, shout out to Love Wrestling. If you guys are on Twitch, make sure you give them a subscribe. They're on YouTube and everywhere else. A wrestling platform that I absolutely can say I love. So shout out to my good friends at Love Wrestling. And somebody tell Spenny and Josh and the boys over there, the whole gang, Conrad and Derek says hello.
What's up?
And I don't know why we keep going out of focus. Get it together, camera, tonight. All right. Jason Michael says, yo, question. Well, wait, before we get into your question, Jason, Derek, let's finish this off real quick. So after the time limit expires, they keep fighting for a little bit, and eventually Kenny goes for a move. Danielson takes him down, locks him in a crossface, the yes lock, whatever you want to call it, and then here come the boys. They're all coming out. Callis is getting in the ring, and the super click hits a super click party. They hit a triple super kick on him.
God.
Just blasted him.
Dude, that was brutal. But I liked it, though. I liked it.
You got to make the faction big because they're going to be fighting on Rampage. Excuse me. Exactly. More on that momentarily. Jason Michael says, yo, Conrad, question. What if Black is the new Fiend and he's going to change Cody into a frustrated Cody like the Fiend changed Seth into the Messiah? In my opinion, but someone told me that. I don't know.
That's hard to say.
Maybe. I think it's too early in the story to know what Alistair is doing. And maybe we're never supposed to understand his motivations. Cattle Mutilation was a triple threat match. Miz Morrison, Hell in a Cell 2010. Okay. Okay. Spanish God has a new tag team partner and his name is Derek. five-star match. Okay. The Snap Dragon on the LED ramp. The Snap Dragon off the top rope, bro. I forgot to even mention that. Like I said, so many moves in these matches tonight. You know Conrad is hype when he's dropping F-bombs like Kenny's dropping fools with them V-triggers. It happens, bro. It happens.
V-trigger?
I told you, I've had a crazy day, and there were a lot of F-bombs dropped in Best Buy. Shout out to Best Buy. Don't buy their stock, and hopefully they got PlayStation 5s for people tomorrow. Shout out to the ref for constantly checking on Brian and making sure his neck was good after those big spots. Yes. The referees are really good nowadays, though, about checking on people. Sometimes they overdo it even, I think, but I wasn't mad at it.
Yeah, I mean, take it for what it's worth.
I'm not mad at the match. Too awesome. Randy Sam said, what happened with story time with Conrad? Oh, you missed it, bro. You have to rewind this, Randy Sam. I can't even repeat those words. I don't want to drop more F-bombs, but I told you about my day in the beginning. I thought it was a great way to end it. It wasn't the same as every time limit draw. As a fan, I know AEW non-title matches are 20 minutes and get started realizing we're getting to the point a couple minutes before, so it was cool by me. I like it. I don't mind it. It's a rare time for a match runs over. Plus, as long as we get a part two to this, I'm cool with it. Facts. World TV Champion says that Snapdragon on the ramp. They were feeling that tonight. Thank you for joining us, World TV Champion. I missed half this match because of power outage. Tokyo, go back. Tell him, Derek. Tell the man.
Go back. Watch it again. If you got Hulu, wait for it to start over and watch it again.
Facts, bro.
You don't have to watch anything else.
As soon as this podcast ends, Tokyo, you need to be trying to find this on YouTube or somewhere.
Something. Listen, you missed one hell of a match.
That Snapdragon was epic. Holy cow. Randy Sam says, Conrad, you get that PS5? Well, technically, Derek got it right now, but it will be in my possession, I hope, soon. I would make him frustrated, like how Bret Hart turned heel in the WWE. What's up with y'all being mean to Bret? Leave right. Bret alone. Match of the year, Conrad and Derek. What's up, Jesus? DeLeon. What's good, Jesus? Jesus, I appreciate you, bro. I don't know if I ever said that on here. Don't get smart. Don't take advantage of this. Don't. Let me put the light on me. Don't. All right. I think we get Paige versus Omega at Full Gear, so it makes sense with the draw. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. Imagine Brian versus Omega in the Tokyo Dome. Man, don't tell Dave Meltzer that. Top Rope Dragon was sick. What's up, Jeff? What's up, bro? Thank you for coming in and joining us. Derek, let's get into this, man.
Let's boogie.
CM Punk, the massive promo guy for this. I don't know why it just made me laugh because he does the same thought. We get a CM Punk live interview 48 hours before his first TV match in over 7 years. Derek, how are you feeling about it? I'm a CM Punk fan, so you already know I'm going to lose it. So, I mean, is this a big deal to you? Are you going to watch Rampage because of this?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. CM Punk is a great wrestler. But you know me, bro. I tend to other people love that much. Because it's like, well, I get it.
Hating.
I'm not hating, bro. I'm giving all credit to CM Punk. I just can't get on board with people who have the I don't know, the rise right there. You know what I mean? Like, it's right there. And you see it. Like, I'm the one who's like, all right, that dude or that girl is going to be something nice. Remember when I called out Edge?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody was like, nah, Edge ain't going to be nothing. He's just going to be a little flunky. Well, sorry to say, it didn't happen that way.
Gangrel is proud.
Exactly.
Derek was a Brood fan. I'll give you that. So CM Punk comes out, and the first words he says is, how do you follow that? At least he's honest. That's one thing I love about Punk. He's like, I don't know what to say. And he said, pro wrestling is back in New York City. The fans get hyped for this. And CM Punk basically goes on to cut a promo on Will Hobbs, and he talked about people wanted the old pissed off CM Punk back, and he said, be careful for what you wish for, because you might just get it. And I think a heel CM Punk is very interesting. I don't think you can do it just yet. No. But when the opportunity is right, Punk will strike and turn and break everyone's heart.
I think there has to be a little bit more time before that happens. Something has to happen to him in order for him to do that.
Right. B-Boy Skyline says, can we talk about that CM Punk pop? It was good, bro. Cult of Personality hit, and people loved it, man.
But you know what, though? I felt the energy that he had when he was talking.
BJ said, Cody's gear, he's Homelander. Y'all got to chill. Listen, bro, I just wanted to let you know. Conrad, hopefully you get a real PS5 instead of a birthday cake PS5 that looks like one. Derek ain't making me no damn cake, bro.
Nah, I'm not cooking.
Yeah, he's not cooking.
He knows.
So after that, CM Punk goes outside and he says pro wrestling's back in New York City. He's on the outside and he goes to hug a wrestler named Jack Spade. Now, if you guys haven't watched Heels on Stars yet, I finally got into it. Jesse, if you want to talk, you can hit me up now. I haven't seen episode 6 yet. I still got to watch one more before the next one. But I'm really into the show. I really dig it. It was Stephen Amell who I'm referring to. He was out there. Punk showed him some love. Punk is on the show as a character called Ricky Rabies. It's really fun. I highly recommend it. And CM Punk does a really good Southern accent. You got to watch it. It's a fun show. I like it.
I got to start episode 3. I haven't
started. Oh, you started it, though?
I started.
Oh, because we were watching it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I started it. So I'm off tomorrow.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we go, this guy. Let's get into hold on. We got some more things. Homelander, Cody, J-Hub. They have to decide on what they want to do with CM Punk. Is he going to wrestle, do commentary, just do promos? And Heels is a great show. J-Hub, I think CM Punk is an all-around character. You have to use him for that because you don't want to build him up as just, oh, he's just going to be on commentary or wrestle. Punk can be diversified. And I think a lot of the wrestlers have been on commentary who are great talkers. Eddie Kingston, we've seen. Ricky Starks. Ricky Starks was great, I thought, on commentary last week, too. But this is
Spanish.
It happens every week. Matt Lopez said Green Arrow versus Hook. Book it now. Yes. Heels is a good show. Heels is so good. Mad people, I like the Heels wrestling show. Okay, Terrell said, what's up, everybody? And damn the mandate, excuse my language. I missed the first hour of the show. I caught the show at 9 p.m., so I will be spoiled. Laugh out loud. Check it out, bro. Go back and watch. I'm telling you, it was really good. Is Derek happy Brandy's back? I'll let Derek tell his side of that in a minute. We got another match to get into before this. Eric Brennan's joined us. What's up, everybody? Guys, make sure you hit that like button for me. Please, 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 if you're in here, man. Let's talk about this first match first. We had MJF versus Brian Pillman Jr. MJF has been calling Brian Pillman Jr. His mother, Methy. Yeah. Just a lot of bad, bad shit going on in this feud.
Oh my god!
They've just been shit talking. MJF is a damn fool.
It's horrible how he gets to say what he says, and the reactions that he gets from saying them. But I mean, you know, MJF is probably, oh my god, he's top tier heel, bro. Like anything he says,
he's a heel.
Right, anything he says or does is like,
bro,
it's gold.
Listen, I gotta see, hold on, I gotta see if I can find this picture. I think Jesus sent it to me, or somebody had it. Hold on, and it had me crying laughing. It was, oh no, I think it's in the group though. Continue, Derek. Continue.
So we get the match and. Honestly, this was a pretty good match to me. Like,
I think it showed Pillman Jr.'s got chops that he could possibly be on his own eventually.
Listen, I would like to see it. Like to see him get a good stretch by
himself. I found it. I will not put the picture up because I want you guys to find this. But MJF's parents were at the show tonight, and they had a sign that says, "We're MJF's parents, and we think he sucks too." MJF's mom was on Fight TV cursing about him, and they put up basically the same thing on Twitter that the sign said, and MJF quote tweeted it and said, fuck you. Who says that to their mom? What a dick. Yo, that's a heel, bro. That's the ultimate heel. I was crying laughing so badly from all of this. Julia Hart got used as a shield. That opened up Brian Pillman's arm that was already being worked on to get attacked. Salt of the earth applied. MJF wins. Why? Because he's a dick. And that's what he does, man.
Exactly. But love MJF.
Right? Right? everyone's talking about Cody. 10 out of 10 show. Man, Derek, you got to watch Tiger Mask. Hey. Ricky Starks is replacing Mark Henry on commentary for Rampage. They made it official. Yeah, maybe Mark didn't like commentary. Some people just don't like doing commentary. Thank you, Terrell, for hitting the like button.
Sometimes it just doesn't fit.
Yeah, some people. I agree. Brian Pillman should have won that match. Nah, MJF was the right guy to win this. Pillman's not ready for that yet. He's still in a tag team. What the F? Why did Brian Pillman do? Pillman's not ready. I just answered that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he's not ready. Give him a couple more singles matches.
Eric is a fan of Julia Hart, I see here. Brian Pillman Sr. is smiling down. Yeah, Brian Pillman was one of my favorite WCW wrestlers. The match show, Pillman can be a single star. I agree. In my opinion, the chemistry between MJF and Pillman, in my opinion, isn't quite there yet. It was decent. I think they're good. I think Pillman has to be given more opportunities to shine in those spots like that, and he will. I think he'll get them eventually.
I mean, granted, yes, I think it's one of those situations where you have to be on your toes when you get an opportunity like that. But we all have to remember that Brian Pillman is in a tag team. So he's used to the tag team spots instead of the individual spots. So once you get used to those, then I think the chemistry will be fine. He's getting to the stage now where he's heading out on his own. Granted, I mean, I still would like to see him in the varsity blondes, but he's getting that push now. He's getting that push, and I think he deserves it.
I respect it, Derek. MJF's the future world champion. Tokyo, I agree. And I kind of let Derek and Rob know my thoughts. They're just going to co-sign, and if it happens faster than we think, but I told them who I think the next couple of champs are going to be in what order. Mm-hmm. So what's next for MJF? I think MJF's going to continue battling it out with people in the world title division. I think he's ready.
Absolutely.
I expect a Wardlow turn soon. I think it is too, but we just don't know when.
I say that the turn will be
we got some time. I think it might happen before.
I think the turn happens when MJF wins the title.
Maybe that's what causes them to lose it too.
Yes,
you got time. You got time. Raju, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you, brother. He said, Conrad, did the fans leave after the Punk promo because they gave free ice cream bar? Nobody was feeling MJF versus Ryan's match after that promo. I thought they liked it enough. And what's up? He said MJF's the best. You trolling me, bro? I see Moxley as the first two-time AEW World Champion. Okay. And he says, Brian Omega was awesome. Daniel reminds me of this generation's Brett Conrad. He could tell a story. Yes. I do think, like, if you put Danielson as Brett, I always think of Punk as the Shawn Michaels, kind of the rebel. Yeah. And it just works here. Chris Jericho and Jake Hager interview backstage. Surprisingly, we only had one shit said during all of this. Only one swear word. I was impressed.
I was expecting more.
You just wanted more.
I wanted more. Yes, I did.
After that, we cut to the next match here, which is Cody Rhodes versus Malakai Black. So first, Malakai's entrance gets better every week, bro. I love that shit.
Yes. He is someone who embodies the entrance every single time he comes out, and you can buy into it every single time.
Yeah, I love it. I love the red that was incorporated this week. Yes. I even like the paint on his face. It looks really good.
Yeah, and if you guys didn't notice, he had the red contact lens in too.
It worked. Cody comes out looking like Homelander. Arn finally makes his triumphant return. Arn Anderson always dressed like a dad, man. Even before he had a kid, Arn is out there like, got his menu from the Waffle House in his hand. Then Brandy comes out. Yo, Brandy got booed, bro. What?
Dude, when you said the Waffle House, I was definitely thinking of that movie with Marlon Wayans. You brought your... what was that movie? The Lady Killers. Oh. Yo, if you guys haven't seen The Lady Killers, there's a scene that involves... the Waffle House, even though it's not called the Waffle House, it's called the Waffle Hut. shout out to the Lady Killers, but watch that movie. You will die laughing at that part.
Thomas Poser says, hola, everybody. Game, set, match, Malakai Black. Did Arn intentionally fall off the apron? I don't think so. I don't think he was supposed to either. I think Arn took a little bit of a tumble there.
But you know what, though? They cut away from him
perfectly.
Perfectly.
Yeah. A win for Malakai is a win for Thea. She needs him. Damn, that crowd turned on Cody. I was chilling for Malakai. Cody's talked today. Like he said, he's like, I'm never turning heel. So something, Cody Rhodes. Love Cody's theme. Ricky says, sup, Conrad and Derek agreed on Black's entrance. It's getting darker and darker. Yes, I love it. Good call on that, Ricky. Good call. Am I missing something? Why is Cody getting booed all of a sudden? I think it's the problem with Cody is he's going up against Malakai Black. Malakai's fucked. He's over.
But you know what, though? A lot of people don't like Cody for some reason. It's like he always gets the opportunity. I'm like, but you got to remember, Cody doesn't get opportunities.
I think, now me and Jesse have had this conversation on check them out. Sometimes, bro, I don't understand why people hate Cody. Cody is like my favorite EVP, I think, out of all of them. I think he just handles everything right. He's always professional. He's cool. He's chill. I don't know. Maybe he's got to be a polarizing character, maybe, from that standpoint. I don't know. I couldn't tell anybody. Brandy looked amazing on her first day back. Yes. Stop ripping on AA. Love him. Listen, I love AA too, but AA got to take them dad pants and them dad shirts and the Waffle House menu. He's got to take it, bro. I love Iron, though. Iron's my guy. It looked accidental to me, Terrell said. Derek, good point on his entrance. That is what makes him so mysterious. Yes, Brandy definitely. All right, we're not saying that. Doesn't shock me of all places Cody in New York City would get booed. Ace, do y'all think? We'll get into that, Ace. We'll get into that. Remind me. Brandy is despised, as Robert puts the devil face laughing, because he thought it was funny when she got booed. Black's face paint grows each match. Sick. It's the same reason they're booing the Young Bucks. The fans didn't like certain wrestlers getting buried, like Darby and Lance Archer. They're not getting buried. That's the wrong term. You know what buried is? I have to always use this as the example. Buried is you win the U.S. title, you lose the U.S. title, your girlfriend ends up making out with John Cena, and you get pushed off a stage in a wheelchair, and you look like a fool. Zack Ryder got buried. They don't feature you on TV like that if they want you to feel buried.
Listen, my definition of buried is John Cena and Damian Sandow.
All Cody had to do was put a go-go over, and he could have avoided this. Oh, my gosh. I feel like Cody hasn't found his footing in AEW yet, waiting for him to turn heel and abuse his power. That's wrestling. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, man. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. So people are complaining about Cody, but he's the only EVP that puts people over. Facts. Tell him. Well, Kenny can't right now. And Kenny and the Bucks have too, just in different ways. Everybody does their own thing, man. Peep it. I know, right? What the is getting buried? Educate me. I may be using the buried wrong. I wouldn't say buried. Maybe you want him to put over those guys, but I wouldn't say they're buried. Darby's in a great position. Darby got his win back. Right example. Cody got booed out of the building. Hey, I'm not mad at it. Ask Black's wife, what does buried mean? Peace. you're not wrong, but peace. Malik says, I'm going to say it. Cody gets too much hate anytime he wins. People say he's not putting people over, and he loses to people all the time and has nothing to say about it. Go find Narcolepsy Boy on TikTok, YouTube. Subscribe to him, part of the six-pack. Shout out to everyone in the six-pack. Got to show you guys some love. I love it, man. I love it. Thank you guys for the comments. I'm going to try and get through some more of this here. They traded moves back and forth. We return from the commercial break, and a House of Black was nailed on Cody. Cody falls out the ring. Malakai tries to pull him up. He's dead weight. Yo, didn't Malakai look like a character tonight from, like, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, like a video game? Metal Gear Solid? I'm just saying, bro. He looked just like a character from that game.
He definitely did.
I'm just putting it out there. That's what I thought. He looked like Bamp or some from Metal Gear Solid. So he's dead weight. He's trying to bring him back in. He can't. Cody Cutter, Crossroads, near fall. Iron can't believe it. Iron's like, damn the Waffle House, man. Get up on this apron. What the hell's going on? And Cody and Iron have, like, some miscommunications. First, Iron tripped. Everybody brought that up. I was going to kind of let that rock a little, but because I wouldn't want someone to bring that up. But then Iron and Cody, like, collided. And they got into a screaming match when Cody went to check on him. He's like, God damn it, get in the ring and win that match, boy. What are you doing out here? And Cody comes in. The ref gets distracted for a second. And Malakai spews black mist into Cody's eyes.
On top of that. Can't miss the fact that Cody actually took a swipe at the ref.
Oh yeah, that's how the ref was distracted. Cody kind of smacked him.
Yeah,
smacked him silly a little bit. I like it. Hey. I like it. Well, the mist goes into Cody's eyes. He gets rolled up. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, Malakai Black wins. That was for Tajiri. Shout out to Tajiri. Still wrestling too on the indie scene. But Derek, what'd you think, man? You're a Malakai fan right now, so. Yeah.
honestly,
Miss Dope to you? Like, do you like the black mist? That used to mean like you were blinded, I think.
Yeah, I like it. I wouldn't have expected him to do it, but I do like it. It does fit the persona that he has. So I like it.
Eric Brennan said Mortal Kombat video game character. Okay. I don't know if these are waffles. I was looking like, what is that? Fallen Angel promo on Twitter. He's coming back. Oh. Are we messing with me now? Conrad was using the dusted voice. My son Cody. He gotta pay attention when he's in that ring out there. You gotta watch that for that black mist, that black gooey coming out of Malachi Black's mouth. You gotta hit him with that commode lid, if you will, Daddy. If you will. I love Dusty. Cody, don't get mad at me for doing that voice. I love doing Dusty's voice. I always have.
Honestly, bro, I think if Cody, in my opinion, I think if Cody heard that,
Cody just says he hates it. Everyone probably tries to do a Dusty impression. He's like, all right, I've heard enough of it, guys.
No, but you know what? I think he would like it.
Wait a minute. I'm reading this comment. If I am Cody, bro, I am done with wrestling, bro. I will be tired of the heat and everybody complaining. Yeah, you can't be like that, though. It'll be fine. Wait, the Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels, say what? Facts, Conrad. Go on Twitter and go to his Twitter page. Like, dude, I'm serious. Yo.
Wait, what did I miss?
I guess they're talking about Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels is coming back. Y'all better quit messing with me. Next week, we find out Miro versus Sammy Guevara is happening.
Spanish God.
Yes, Spanish God. Sammy Guevara is challenging for the TNT Championship. That's going to be interesting. Miro talks about God, Spanish God. Can't wait to see it. And I'm going to be there live. Hopefully this guy will be as well. That's up to him. Yeah, this is going to be interesting. So we won't have a live show next week. Do not leave us. I promise you. We'll be back. I don't know if we're going to do a vlog or if we'll try to go live and just talk real quick on the way back maybe. I don't know. I'll try to find something. But have patience with us, and we'll do our darndest to try to cover something for you guys. So all love. Derek. We got to talk about this tag team match. I call this sleeper match of the night here.
Absolutely.
FTR with Tully versus Sting and Darby Allin. First off, FTR coming out donning the NWO colors. I thought that was pretty sweet, bro. Not going to lie.
Absolutely.
Not going to lie. Sting comes out rocking a similar face paint to what is on his t-shirt. And it's the Stinger face paint, but with the like, I don't know what I'm looking for. The red like blood tear coming down,
which is actually dope. I like that.
Yeah, that was great. And then Darby comes out and he's rocking the same thing. And I like that Darby got his own entrance from all of this.
Right.
I thought it was good. So eventually Darby and Sting are hot in the beginning. They're like boom, 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 boom. They're bouncing all over the place. Darby is doing crazy shit. He's hitting coffin drops like he's in the AEW video game. I wish I had highlights to show right now, but he's just falling backwards onto people. And then he goes to the top rope and falls to the outside. FTR catch him like he's a baby. And they're like, the hell you doing? Slam him face first. He eats shit right on the ring apron.
Yep.
No fucks given.
And they slammed him hard too. He was like,
he's mad little, bro. They were like, oh shit, that was a little too hard.
Threw him like a rag doll. Like,
yeah, they were messing it up, man. People are saying blog it, Spanish God. that's the link. Thank you. I can't see any links right now in this. Y'all better go live if Sammy wins the title. Dad and son match.
It's dad.
Danny Baron comes in and says, sup, Derek and Conrad. Holy cow. Check out Christopher Daniels' Twitter. Yo, y'all about to get me in trouble. I'm not supposed to be doing this on here, but I will. Derek, what did you think of the FTR and Sting and Darby match?
Definitely a sleeper match, but it was a good match, though. You know what? It was good to see Sting really getting back to wrestling like the old days. I mean, yes, it wasn't the old Sting that we know and love. But to see him, what, he's like 61, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for a 61-year-old man who doesn't move quite that well, I was very impressed, and I enjoyed it. This was definitely a sleeper match for me.
Okay. I see the promo. Okay. I see you, Christopher Daniels.
Okay.
I'm not saying another word. I'm happy. Thank you guys for letting me know about that. What's going on, Jen? How are you? Kyra and Derek, how are you doing? We're doing well, Jen. Thank you. Appreciate you. Yes, folks, Fallen Angel is coming. Thank you, Eric, for letting us know that. Good tag team match, but Sting still wrestling is crazy to me, but I'm very impressed and honored. I think that's why FTR took this match overall. And you didn't go over the finish, right, Derek?
No.
So we had some cool shit in this one, so I feel like I want to say all of it. Sting gets some amazing moves in. Darby comes in, basically gets beat down for a little bit. Sting gets the hot tag, and he goes to work. Sting's doing all the shit, the atomic drops, the body slams. He's going in. Dax teases a tombstone. He hits the Undertaker move, and Sting reverses it, and it looks like they're about to do a Scorpion death drop, coffin drop. And I was like, holy shit. Darby, do not fall on anybody. Sting, don't get hurt. Like, I was, like, worried for everybody. But Cash Wheeler stops that from happening. Sting's like, get off my son. And he goes to punch Cash Wheeler down off the apron. They're fighting. Wheeler's down. We see the – I don't remember what happened. Oh, this is the chair spot. Tully puts a chair in the middle of the corner. Stinger splash. Sting sees the chair, though, and he's like, uh-uh. And Dax goes in charging at him. Boom, headfirst into the chair. Son of a bitch. And JR was feeling this match. So he's down. Eventually, Dax is in the Scorpion. He got rolled up and kicked out, but he gets put in the Scorpion deathlock. Him and Cash are holding on to each other because they're heels. So, boom, they're holding the hands of each other. Darby's like, you know what? Fuck it. Put him in a coffin. Just flies back right onto Cash Wheeler. That's enough to break it up. Scorpion Deathlock is locked in. Dax has nowhere to go but to tap, and I'm sure he loved it because he was an NWA fan. Sting's an NWA guy. This works. And, yo, listen, I know a lot of people are like, FTR is not treated right in AEW, blah, 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 blah. FTR is fucking protected. Did you know the match with Santana and Ortiz was their second loss, so this is number three? They don't lose that much.
No.
And I'm calling this. Someone predicted who's going to be the first two-time AEW World Champ. I think FTR will be the first two-time AEW Tag Team Champions.
I agree with that. I agree. Facts. Because people got to remember, when FTR came in, they ran the gauntlet on all those tag teams that challenged them when they won the titles.
Yeah, they were just beating ass every week. Every week, and I loved it. Sting should have brought out the Wolfpack attire and theme song.
Honestly, bro, you know what? That would have been nice with the red eye paint. Or the, if you want to call it that, but
if Sting comes out in the Wolfpack attire, you already know somebody's getting yeeted. You ain't ready for that.
Early.
You ain't ready for that. Twitter fan, 62-year-old, saying Sting bearing young talent. Fuck those guys. That's been the word of the night. I'm sorry. That's just the word of the podcast. If anybody's listening, there's young ones around. Turn this down. There's gonna be a lot more F bombs dropped.
We apologize.
Next week, we're getting the debut of Cody Rhodes and Brandy's reality show, I guess. Roads to the Top. It's kind of like Miz and Mrs., I'm guessing. I don't know what this is going to be like. Maybe this will be completely different.
I think it'll be actually kind of funny.
We'll see. I'll probably check it out once or twice, and then if I'm not feeling it, I won't keep watching. They run down the Rampage card, and I've got it right here. Sorry, Derek.
Right here.
We've got a lights out match coming up on Rampage. Rampage is 2 hours this week. Hold on. 2 hours. Two hours. Two hours. People will love it this week. Lights out match with Eddie Kingston, John Moxley, Minoru Suzuki, and Lance Archer. There will be smacks. People are getting beat in that one. Powerhouse Hobbs versus CM Punk. The Super Click. Adam Cole and the Young Bucks versus Christian Cage and Jurassic Express. Men of the Year, that is Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky versus Chris Jericho and Jake Hager. Love that matchup. I think that's a sleeper match. Another sleeper match possibly. Anna Jay versus Penelope Ford. And we have the Lucha Brothers and Santana and Ortiz versus Private Party, the Butcher and the Blade. Put them with Malachi, please.
Yes. Oh my God.
I beg of thee.
Dude, if they do that, that's gonna be amazing. And then
yo, and what's up with us not getting any matches announced for next week? Bullshit. Bullshit. We only know Miro and Sammy. I want a good show, AEW. Don't be letting me down now.
Surprise, surprise card.
We were supposed to get some debuts last time, too. You owe us. I was supposed to see Matt Hardy and Brody Lee debut. RIP to Brody Lee, too, man. It's going to be in his hometown of Rochester. Love it, man. For the last time, nobody is getting buried. Who is getting buried? What's up with this? Rob, do we need to make a shirt? Sig, that's the most overused term amongst fans. I want a Mount Rushmore. Oh, that's ball game. RIP, Brody. Yes. Friday, we'll get the match card, Conrad. Yeah, thank you. They'll announce it during Rampage. I know. I'm just impatient. Main event time, Derek. AEW Women's Championship. Dr. Britt Baker defending her title against Ruby Soho.
DMD.
Britt Baker, Ruby Soho. This match was great. I love it. Britt Baker also was with Rebel and Jamie Hayter on the outside. Early on in the matchup, Ruby does a crossbody on the outside to Rebel and Jamie Hayter. Ruby begins to work over Britt Baker's bad knee, the one that she had injured at one point, and launches her into the corner with a catapult. I always love a good catapult. I think things always work out when you get to do one of those. Ruby also hit a nice senton for a near fall at one point.
Yes,
coming off the top. I love that.
Dude, I haven't seen a senton in like a good
minute. But she does like Samoa Joe style. She just falls off and just jumps forward.
That's why I like it.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy does it all prettified and stuff. Doing being fancy.
Not like he used to, bro.
Well, it's tough.
He does like the falling on the mat kind of practice swanton.
Yeah. Listen, man.
I mean, I get it though. He's old and rickety, so I'm not gonna hold it against him.
Old and rickety.
Yeah. I'll show you. You'll see.
You better cut it out. Better leave that man alone. But really, really good stuff here with the senton by Ruby. From the top rope, Britt Baker hits an air raid crash for a near fall. Bro, I feared for Ruby's shoulder. She has shoulder surgery before. Say that mad times fast. Holy shit. And I feared that she could have like possibly re-injured it when she hit the move, but everything looks safe. Cool beans. Britt Baker protected everything very well. Another good near fall on the outside. Britt goes for a kick, and during it, Ruby catches her leg, but then I don't know how to describe this. Like Ruby gets her head wedged between Britt's like ankles, and she just stomps and on the steps, just nasty. And this was the beginning of the demise, I think, for Ruby here. She gets messed up by the steel steps. Baker then brings her into the ring, hits a curb stomp for a near fall. Ruby hits the riot kick. Does anybody know what the name of her finisher was? It was something future, and I missed it trying to write it down because I'm sending links, doing notes. Derek's just sleeping away. Derek was chilling, I should say. Derek wasn't doing shit, is what I'm saying. He was just chilling out, hanging out, watching the match, and I'm like, oh, damn, I missed the name of that move, and everybody missed it, though. Like, none of us heard it.
I'm gonna look that up right now.
All right.
Let me see.
There we go. Earning his paycheck tonight. Actually, I can't say nothing bad about Derek. PS5 guy right here. So he did well. He did well. I don't know. She hits the riot kick. There's interference on the outside. It was enough to distract Ruby because she had help from Rebel. She had help from Jamie Hayter. It was enough to distract anybody. And during all of that, the interference was enough. She gets taken down and she gets locked into the lockjaw. Boom. Britt Baker locks it in. And even Ruby Soho is not too much to tap out to this. I love it.
Right.
I love it. Shoot, man. Ain't nobody watching that respectfully. I don't know what Six referring to. Ruby is boss. Love Ruby Soho. Peaches in that Ruby Soho Britt Baker match. Everything pro wrestling, in your opinion, who do you think is going to for the AEW championship? I've told you guys, I think future AEW champions could be Darby Allin, MJF. I'm trying to think of who else are the top people right now. I think Punk can be one for young talent, Jungle Boy. There's a lot of guys that they have that could possibly be future AEW world champions.
Yeah.
Can't find it. Yeah. Bro, they changed the name of it tonight because Rob thought it was like the runaway kick, but they said future something. Oh, the future kick. Thank you, Eric. Damn, I'm not even looking. I could have saved you probably about 2 minutes ago.
That's all right. It's all for the podcast.
I'm going to try and get my tickets and maybe go for a digital. Good luck, Eric, for those PS5s. Damn them nice peaches. When is Jamie Hayter going to turn on Britt? I think eventually she'll get sick of the shit. Good woman's match, Jesus says.
It was.
Spanish God, future champ, maybe next week. We don't know, man. We don't know. Lots of goodness, though, here with it.
Absolutely.
Derek, overall score for the show. Everybody in the chat, leave yours. You can do it out of 10. You could give me a thumbs up. You can do whatever. But what did you think of the New York show? Like, is this a venue they should come back to? Is this their home, you think? Like, this is the where you come? Like, Arthur Ashe Stadium is where AEW should go every time. Because they can't probably get into the Garden because of those deals.
Right. I think this should be the home for them. I give it a B+.
J Hub says it's called the No Future Kick. Thank you, J Hub. Appreciate you, fam. Some people are saying future champs, Orange, Jungle Boy, MJF, Darby, Ricky Starks. And I'll say the unthinkable will happen if you smell what The Rock is cooking. Okay. Tokyo says 9 out of 10. Jesus is saying 10 out of 10 tonight. Okay. Okay. What do you got, D?
You know what? I said a B+ earlier. I'm going to go with an A.
Okay.
Go with an A.
That opening match, bro. That opening match is enough to sway some points, I think. That,
oh, my God.
I don't like to grade these types of shows because it's still a regular Dynamite to me. But I'm going to give this a thumbs up, though. This was a really, really, really good show. This was on the upper half of, like, when we talk about what's the best AEW shows, this is on the better half, in my opinion.
This was a upper echelon kind of show.
9 out of 10. We got triple 10s, 8 out of 10. Rob says thumbs up. I like it, man. Like I said, not every week's going to be a home run, but you got to appreciate the good ones when you get them.
Absolutely.
That is the main point with this. Now,
absolutely a lot today.
Absolutely, you do.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Bruh.
Yeah, I just had a pause there and I wanted to hit a button. So, guys, we talked a lot about everything else. We went over the Rampage card that's happening. Boom. I guess, Derek, we'll talk a little bit. If you guys missed it, 9.5/10 just to piss someone off. Thanks, Rob. Thanks. Thanks. Someone's going to be mad at me, yelling at me in the comment section about some shit either Derek said or you done did. Y'all always start some shit. Just saw Daniel's tweet, AEW retweeted. Oh, tell AEW to retweet this podcast, baby.
Right.
You know? We got to talk about yes, thank you, Sig. That was the other thing I wanted to mention. AEW possibly introducing a new title, Derek, but they said it will be a women's title, they think, now. But I don't think it's going to be. Could you guys see? So I was thinking in my head, could it be like the TBS title for the women and the males will have the TNT title? Because TBS will be their new home. TBS Championship. Superstation. I'm just putting it out there.
Makes sense.
Then that gives the women another championship to have.
Yes, it does. I like that. TBS title. I like that.
You heard it here first. And I did not look that up on anybody's shit or anything. I'm like the first.
It's better than having us.
What do you guys think about it? Do you guys think the women getting another championship would be cool? Let me know. They need MSG in the Barclay Center for next year. I don't know, though. WWE's got some of those spots locked down, man. They've got some – they got good people who know how to, like, hey, we're the only ones who come here.
Right.
Okay. They need – and I think MSG has, like, a contract that says only WWE for the most part. MSG, Barclays, Nassau Coliseum. Is the Nassau Coliseum still there? I don't think it is. I know everybody's doing that new UBS arena in Long Island.
From the strong eye.
But I won't keep you guys too much longer. I just want to see what you guys saw of that title. And I do want to talk that video game news one more time for anybody who might have missed it or didn't get a chance to check out our video real quick. And I want to get Derek's thoughts on it too. As long as we get more women's matches and promo segments. I agree, Jesus. But dude, they're on Dark a lot. Like half the Dark matches are women's matches usually. I think that'll help elevate them too. And showcase those matches a little bit more. The women need another title. They have a stacked women's division. Okay, J-Hub. New Japan, we're going to run MSG before everything shut down. Yeah, they. I know they had that deal, but that's what made them reconsider. I think when ROH and Triple A were going to run that arena, Matt, they were like, whoa, whoa, we got to get back over there. AEW got it. They confirmed on AEW TNT Twitter. Okay. What got confirmed, Eric? I'm confused. That would be awesome for the women. I think a new title will be a Cruiserweight X Division style title. Okay. I feel like everybody has that style, though, now.
Yeah, they do.
Do you think they're actually going to treat each show like a separate brand? I don't want them to be separate brands, though. I think you should just mix the talent up. Like, 1 week you work this show. What I think a problem for Rampage is not being live. I feel like Rampage would do better if it was live and more people would be interested because then they wouldn't be able to look up the spoilers.
Right, exactly. And then
Six said, if so, a new title would help solidify that they kind of need that with that roster now. Oh, Madison Squat, AEW got it. They confirmed it on what? Hold on, Derek. Go ahead. People got me doing homework tonight. Shit.
Right. There's a lot of stuff coming out here, bro. Like, hold on. I'm interested.
Go ahead. Let's go NYC. Eric, I might need you to send me this info. Update me, please, good sir. Go ahead, Derek.
You know what? Nothing else really to say, bro. Like this was. I've been thoroughly impressed. You know, it's you gave us a match that should have been that was more than pay per view worthy, and you gave it to us on a regular card.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Kudos.
And that's just a respectable thing, right?
Absolutely.
Stand by. Absolutely. What MSG? What? Yeah, I didn't see it yet. So somebody help a brother out.
Right. Yeah.
Because I can't. I don't want to search on you guys. That's a bad look sometimes on YouTube while we're live.
Listen, if that happens,
first, all right, let's talk the video game real quick, Derek, and everything else that's happening. First, I'm going to show you guys the letter here. AEW and the Owen Hart Foundation enter into a relationship to honor world-renowned wrestler Owen Hart's legacy. September 20th, 2021, that was 2 days ago, AEW and the Owen Hart Foundation, a nonprofit charity which provides a vast range of assistance and opportunities to individuals in need across the world, are collaborating to honor the legacy of the late wrestler Owen Hart, a beloved figure in the professional wrestling community and beyond. This collaboration includes launching the annual Owen Hart Cup tournament within AEW, which will see the winner receive the cup known as the Owen. I love it. That was me saying that. As well as the production and distribution of unique and original Owen Hart merchandise, including specified retail goods, as well as the upcoming AEW console video game. You ain't getting away that easy. You're going to see my graphic because I worked hard on this, and I think this graphic looks dope. This is probably the best thumbnail I've done. Dude, the Rocket Owen Hart, the King of Hearts. He's a Black Heart, damn it. He is back in the games, Derek. Bro, this takes me back to like our childhood, bro, when we would talk Monday Night Raw back in the day.
Dude, to actually see him back in this game is definitely a long, long, long time coming. Owen Hart was that dude back in the day, bro.
Yeah, he was nice, bro. And I cannot wait.
Yeah,
I cannot wait.
Just to have him back in. I wonder what they're going to do with the attire. The attire, obviously, we won't get the traditional attire, so they'll have to finagle something. But I'm excited either way, especially from what they showed with the gaming, Darby Allin and Jungle Boy. I can't wait to see what they do with Owen Hart in this game. And how dominant he's going to be. Because wrestling Owen Hart was jive kind of hard for some reason. like that was a chore and a half wrestling that man.
Derek knows. Derek struggled in attitude.
I did. I definitely did.
All them damn buttons you had to press. Bro, I'm excited for the AEW game. Go back and watch my video. It's 5 minutes long, but it's well worth it. And I'm trying to get it to over 1,000. So tell a friend, tell someone, subscribe. I'm going to try and bring you guys more news like that. So please support, show love, and I'm going to keep bringing the news to you guys. Also, Eric, I want to let you know that I know people were saying that MSG, But when you look at that that Twitter, bro, that says AEW on TV. So I think it's one of those people who do the fake ones. So they might have got you. They might have got you. So he's only got 350 followers if you peep the game. So no AEW to MSG. That was rumor mill. Rumor mill. And you know what? Shout out to the people who got pissed that Owen Hart was going to be in this. The haters were fuming on Twitter, and I love it. Like, bro, shut the fuck up. I saw people trying to say that even on my video, and I'm like, bro, shut up. Like, they don't own Owen Hart. WWE does not own it. That's why they don't have it. Go watch Dark Side of the Ring. Martha explained it. For years, I even thought, like, oh, Martha doesn't want us to see Owen anymore. I guess that's just what it is. That's her right. No, it is her right, and she explained why she's not doing anything with WWE. Go watch that episode of Dark Side of the Ring. Shout out to them. Free publicity. Showing love, man. Showing love. The Owen Hart tournament should be good. Yes, dude. Can we get Zack Sabre Jr. for that? By the way, Zack Sabre Jr. is that dude. I would love to see that happen. I love it. Owen rules. I hope everyone understands that Owen's wife wanted nothing to do with WWE. That's why they never put him in the Hall of Fame or done anything with him, period. Legally, they couldn't do it. Yes, she still owns all the rights to it, and so does Owen's kids, I believe. Martha has every right. Yeah. Yeah, Zack Sabre Jr. Yes, that should be really good. But listen, guys, we've kept you up long enough. I'm sure Derek doesn't have stuff to do tomorrow, but I most definitely do. So I got to wake up early. But I appreciate you guys. And I got to give a shout out to the homie, Derek. Like I said, for getting me the PS5. I appreciate you, bro. Next week, we will not be live. We'll try to do a vlog. Maybe we'll go live after Dynamite. So keep your notifications turned on for everything pro wrestling. You guys are the best in the world. I'm telling you, like, deadass. I appreciate you guys. You guys are why I do this every single week. So tell a friend. Keep people coming in here. I want to grow the channel, and I want you guys to be there with me. I know who's been here since day one. I know who's been here since last week, and I appreciate each and every one of you. For myself, for Derek, for Rob, too, who's downstairs, and for everybody who supports everything pro wrestling, we are out. One. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans, not many in this can understand, this the podcast to show you who I am, Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans, please listen every day to the showcase, the opinions and knowledge that anyone can take, showing you how it is done, proving I am number one, what a legend becomes, this is now my time to show you that I am here, this podcast just to make it loud and clear, by the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand, everything pro wrestling, they can never be you, listen to the podcast here for the people, the best show that's here, so listen in, let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson, yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you, listen to the podcast for the people, the best show that's here, so listen in, let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson, yes.